Good morning. Good morning, beautiful people. I'm so happy. It's a new day to slay. It's April the 5th, and today's topic in the journal, we're just going to go right into it this morning. But I'm pumped. And if you're new here, we read it from the Confident Woman Devotional by Joyce Meyer. And we're also reading from the Fighting Words Devotional by Ellie Holcomb, which is speaking 100 Days of Truth into the Darkness. Such amazing devotionals. And I have just found over the years of applying this into my daily routine, it's a really, really good way to start the day. It's a good way to get your mindset in the right place. You're filling up yourself first with the Word of God, and you're getting the perspective that you need to go about your day and have the best day, right? Okay, so let's go into it. The topic today in the Confident Woman Devotional says, "Just do it." It's from Proverbs 31:17. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. As a Christian, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and you need to keep it in good condition so that God can work through you the way that He desires to. Being excessively tired can adversely affect us and our spiritual life. We don't have the desire or the stamina to pray as we normally would. We don't present the best witness to others. It is even easier to be grouchy and unable to walk in the fruit of the Spirit when you're feeling tired all the time. So I encourage you to make room in your life for exercise. Okay, does anybody else feel attacked here? Because I feel attacked. I'm like, quit talking to me like that. Oh God, I need to exercise. All right, moving on. In my own life, I am not where I need to be yet, but I am making progress. And I finally decided that to do what I can do is better than doing nothing at all. All right, well, I guess I'm about to go pull out my yoga mat once I get out of here. Oh, gosh, that's too funny. Oh, way to get me this morning, Joyce. Come on. All right, so I have finally decided to do that, and doing something is better than doing nothing at all. And finding something that you enjoy and still get exercise. So it doesn't matter what that looks like, you know what I mean? You can do whatever feels comfortable to you. So try walking or playing a sport to get the exercise that you need. Exercise with other people, that might work for you as well too, just to have that accountability partner doing it together. People who exercise regularly do tend to be more confident. And for one thing, they feel better and they feel more energetic. So they accomplish more and they enjoy what they do. They usually look better and increase self-confidence. Exercise also relieves tension, stress, which will help anyone's confidence, obviously. So don't think about exercising anymore. Just do it. She's freaking yelling at me. Oh, that's so true though. I mean, like I go through these kicks where I like work out for probably, well, I don't know, 4, 8, 12, like 3 months. I get to like 2.5, 3 months of working out and doing it every day, being really consistent with it, doing all the things. And I won't lie, I do feel better. I do have more energy. I do feel more confident about myself and the way that I look. And it helps me love myself more, but it also feels really, really good on my body and everything. And I don't know, it's just like I get to these points where I'm tired. I feel like I'm sick of it. You know, I'm like, all right, I'm done. Like I've hit a little bit of a goal, I'm backing off. And then when I back off and I have to start all over again, and it's like, I do these things, but you can't just do it for a little bit of time. You have to apply it to your daily lifestyle and make it a habit and stop letting quitting be an option, which, you know, again, like obviously I'm not perfect. I'm sitting here going like, come on, Joyce, you're talking to me all wrong, man. But the truth of the matter is that exercise is so good for your mind, your body, your soul. And, you know, like Joyce said, even if it's just going for a walk, you know, for me, it'll look like stretching and doing yoga. And I just go on YouTube and, I just go on YouTube and I look up workout videos, or like a 30-minute workout video, yoga, or whatever you want. They literally have something for everybody on YouTube when it comes to working out. So you know what? If you feel like maybe you need some of this in your life, then, you know, make today the day where you just get up and do it and stop talking about it and you just go and do it. Because you know what? I need to take my own advice as well too. It's just been a mindset thing for me to commit to it and stop giving up on myself. So it's definitely a growth journey and learning how to be disciplined with things that matter most to me. So I hope that you guys got some perspective out of that. The prayer to end today's devotional in the Confident Woman says, Lord, I acknowledge that my body is your temple, and I want to rightfully reflect you. Help me to be disciplined with myself and my body and the exercise that it needs. Amen. Love that. Love that. Again, like I said, that makes me want to just get off the Zoom and go pull my yoga mat out and get to work over here. Okay, let's move on to the Fighting Words devotional. This is where things get a little more emotional, if you ask me. The Confident Woman is very positive and empowering, and I am woman, hear me roar. The Fighting Words devotional is like, you know, dealing with the thoughts and the emotions and hearing the things that we don't always want to hear. But I always get so much amazing perspective from reading these. So let's go into it, you guys. And if you have this book, it's on day 67. And scripture is from Psalm 34:5. Those who look at him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. Have you ever faced seasons in your life where you spent way too much time hiding from God and other people? I have been there. I spent so many years of my life hiding, not knowing if it was okay to not be okay. Any struggle or brokenness that I had, I felt like I had to cover it up so that nobody else could see it. And as you well know, that's exhausting. You're going to experience burnout pretty quickly. And I love that because of what Jesus did for us, we get to come to God just as we are. We get to be completely known and completely loved at the same time. And so this verse in Psalm 34 reminds me of that truth, so that when I look to him, I know that I don't have to hide, and all of my shame is removed for good and no longer covers me. In fact, this is one of my favorite verses since I was in college, and it's the anchoring verse for my song, You Are Loved. I remember wanting to write a song that could help younger girls see themselves the way that God sees them. And by the end of writing the song, me and my coworker friends were weeping because we needed to remember this powerful truth as well. You are loved not because of what you've done. Even when your heart has run the other way, nothing's going to change his love. You are wanted, not because you are perfect. I know that you don't think that you're worth that kind of grace, but look into his face and you'll know that you are loved. Friend, there's no room for shame in the gospel. And having lived under the weight of shame for so many years of my life, I'm so grateful for the freedom that comes with being both known and loved. In fact, as I continue to own my brokenness in life more and more, the power of God's love for me becomes more and more beautiful. I love that this verse reminds us that those who look to him are radiant. We have nothing to hide. No need to hustle for our worth, because our eyes are on the one who made us and the one who loves us, the one who has rescued us, and the one who will never leave us no matter what kind of messes we get ourselves into. And may we ever be looking up into his eyes of love. So the journal prompts for today, you guys, and you know you can write them in your journal, or you can just say them to yourself in your head and just reflect on them. In what ways do you sometimes hide from God or others? Or on the flip side, how do you try to prove yourself to God or others? Ask God to silence every other voice but his, and to show you how he sees you. Listen and write down what he says. How would your internal posture towards yourself in the world change if you believed that you're both fully known and fully loved by God? All right, you guys, the prayer to end this devotional and the podcast today, it says, Jesus, lift my eyes to you today. As I look up to you, help me remember that your work removed all my shame and I don't have to hide anymore. Help me trust in your presence. I am both known and loved. All right, you guys, I hope that somebody got something out of this today. It's such a great way to start the day and just, like I said, give yourself the mindset that you need and the perspective that you need to go and have a good day. And don't forget to exercise. All right, guys, I'm excited for a new day. And remember, your mindset matters. We'll see you guys back again tomorrow morning. Have a great day.